This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration hosted a large Independence Day celebration at the White House in Washington, even as the number of coronavirus cases across the country continued to increase. Trump hosted a special event for first responders, healthcare workers, and others on the front lines of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. During his remarks, the president said he would never allow those he called agitators, anarchists, looters, and Marxists to, in his words, trample on our freedoms. The president also repeated his defense of statues and monuments.
We will never allow an angry mob to tear down our statues, erase our history, indoctrinate our children, or trample on our freedoms.
In recent weeks, Trump has repeatedly condemned the desecration and toppling of historic statues, including those of leaders of the former Confederacy, by demonstrators during protests over racial injustice and police brutality. President Donald Trump has signed into law a temporary extension of a subsidy program for small businesses battered by the coronavirus. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Lawmakers created the program in March, providing direct federal subsidies to businesses for payroll and other costs such as rent. They have since modified it twice, once to add more money, and more recently to provide more flexibility on how the funding can be used. That move created some grumbling among GOP conservatives. Of the $660 billion approved, about $130 remains eligible, though demand for the Paycheck Protection Program has pretty much dried up in recent weeks. The legislation extends the deadline for applying for the program to August 8th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com.